6 literal days. It's an authority issue.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book on why God allows death and suffering, entitled Walking Through Shadows. Ken, I would have thought that understanding the true meaning of the days of creation was an issue of language. What do you mean it's also an authority issue?
Well, I agree it's a language issue, Mark. After all, the only way words have meaning to all of us is because we stick to the rules of grammar for a particular language. But I found that many people, including Christian leaders, want to change the rules when it comes to the meaning of the days of creation. You see, the word days used in Genesis 1, Mark, according to the rules of the Hebrew language, well, it means an ordinary day. Yet I find that even though most theologians agree that the word day in Genesis 1 means a 24-hour day, many say it can't mean that because the universe is obviously billions of years old. Now, by doing this, they're actually saying that the fallible dating methods of fallible man are more important than the actual words of the Bible that God inspired people to write. Thus, they're making man the authority, not God. You see, this is an authority issue. The Word of God should be read as written and used to judge the fallible words of man, not the other way around.
Did God really create in 6 24-hour days, or were they longer periods of time? Ken Ham tackles that controversial question in a free booklet, and you can get it on our website, answersradio.com.